When I go out to eat with my friends or with a parishioner families that have young children, oftentimes we get dirty looks from people around us, especially when those children are not having a good day or when they start to throw a tantrum or not behaving. You see, people started looking, and I have had people who told my friends, maybe you shouldn't have too much children if you don't know how to take care of them. You know, sometimes we say the meanest thing ever whenever our convenience, our comfort, or whatever is making us mad. We say the meanest thing ever to people when they intrude our privacy or they become an inconvenience to us. We talk so much about caring in this society, but we recognize that oftentimes we talk much about caring. We have not practiced caring for one another at all. I'm not talking about political stuff, because I don't believe in politics. But I'm talking about how are we practicing caring for one another, especially when we become a nuisance or when we become a hard reality for each other to love. It's easy to say that we love or we care for one another when everything's go right. How about when things don't go right? How about they become a challenge? How about when they become a trial, when they become an inconvenience? Do we care then? Or do we begin to say, it's easy to take the latter road. You making my life hard, and I don't like it, and I'm going to make sure that you know about it. People do it all the time on social media. They do it all the time on the news too. Don't you see? And they do it all the time whenever I shop at United Supermarket. They talk about each other. Oh, I hear it. Because whenever I go there, I try not to be in my cleric, and I hear the talks of the town. You know, so what are we talking about each other when we don't like each other? Are we practicing care? Are we loving? Or did that stop? Oftentimes, we stop. Yet, today we hear St. Paul have said to us very clearly in the second reading from his letter to the Ephesians. He asked us to practice humility and gentleness, patience, bearing one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. When a person, when a situation, or whatever become a nuisance to us, or an inconvenience to us, are we able to practice humility? Are we able to watch our mouth and our words? Are we able to calm our attitude and treat them with gentleness? Or are we giving them the judging eyes? Or are we beginning to say, are we practicing all things with patience, bearing one another through love, or are we slashing each other out? Because this is the truth. My brothers and sisters, don't talk about God. Practice what God had taught us. Our society talked too much about God, but we're not giving him honor then until we practice what he had taught us by how we care for one another. Truly, talk it cheap. Don't talk about care. Don't talk about respect. Don't talk about tolerance. Don't talk about equality. Don't talk about all these things that sound nice until we put them into practice. Because why? Because at the end of the day, we're all one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. If we have one Lord, then we're one family. Then we're all brothers and sisters, and we better learn how to treat each other right. The Lord is not going to ask us when we stand in front of him for judgment. Oh, what have you done through your life to make you successful? What phone did you have? What car did you drive? How much you have in your 401k or your IRA, or how much achievement you and I have? He's going to look at us and ask us, how have we loved? The Lord Jesus today showed us how to love. When everybody ran out of food, he could have said, that's not my business. But what did he do? He asked his disciples to collaborate with him in order for him to perform the miracle or the sign. He asked them to, in their own limitation, to do the best that they can. And he took the best that they can and made the ordinary into something extraordinary. He took the gifts that they have, and turned them into a miracle. You could see a kind of hopelessness in the disciples' voice. What good can we do? Even if we have 200 days' wages, we will not be able to feed everybody. Oftentimes, we let our limitation, our human calculation, limit us instead of turning what we have to God and allowed him to make it into something extraordinary. We want to control God instead of allowing God to transform and change us. We oftentimes like to control instead of simply becoming his instruments of grace. My brothers and sisters, we're called to collaborate in whatever we do, in whatever relationship that we have, in whatever situation we're in. We're called to offer to God what we have, trying our best to care and to love, trying our best to offer the best that we have, the gifts of ourselves, offer them to God, and let God transform that and make it into something extraordinary. With grace, with love. And this leads me toward my second half of my homily, by giving you an example of a blessed that we celebrate today, Stanley Rother. July 28th, today, we celebrate his feast day. Father Stanley Rother, what a priest for the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. So if we go over the bridge, we enter into the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. He volunteered and came down to the town called to the church named Santiago de Atitlan, and he was the pastor during their civil war. And for this last mission trip, when I went down to Guatemala, we were able to sit down and talk with Madre Anita. Madre Anita lived with Father Stanley Rother, and she witnessed, she was there on the day when he was killed. And it was a very emotional story for her to tell us how he was killed. She broke down several times and tried to control her emotions. But she said, why was he courageous enough to speak the things that he spoke against injustice? Why was he able to protect his people? Because he knew that he had to love like the Lord Jesus loved. The shepherd cannot run. The shepherd cannot hide. The shepherd cannot be a coward when his sheep is suffering. So we too, we cannot just put our own self first when other people around us are suffering. When other people around us are in need of us, what have we done? Don't talk about government. What have we done in order to care for one another? Are we running away? Are we talking? Or are we giving the gift of ourselves in courage? Because this is what the Lord asks of us. This is what we're called to do. My brothers and sisters, when the government was threatening the people near Santiago de Atitlan, Father Stanley Rother stood up and he asked, "If you are here to care for the people, then why do they keep disappearing at night? Disappearing when? Mean that when the darkness of the night hit, the government come in and pull you, and probably pull you into the jungle and shot you." He asked, "If you're here to care for your people, then why do they disappear?" He spoke, because that was the right thing to do. He spoke, and he knew that they're going to put a price on his head. He spoke, knowing that whatever he said in the truth will be hated by those who are in control. But he did it in order to protect the people who had been entrusted to him. So on the day where he was shot and murdered, he told the sisters several days before that if anything ever happened to me, do not be sad. Ring the bell of the church and sing the Alleluia song. Why do we sing the Alleluia song? Why did he ask the sisters not to be sad, but to sing the Alleluia song? Because he knew that this is what he had to do for his sheep. So it's become a joy, not a burden. A joy of giving himself in generosity, in love. So today, I invite you, my brothers and sisters, to live the example of blessed Stanley Rother. Dare to be generous, dare to care, and dare to love. Don't just talk about things. I want you to go home. Perhaps many of you will go to dinner tonight. Or perhaps you might go shopping. Or perhaps whatever you do. And if you see an inconvenience or a nuisance or a situation that presents itself to you and you don't like, slow down. Slow down a little bit and ask, what is God trying to teach me at this moment? Through this person, with this encounter, how is he calling me to love? Lord Jesus, help us. Because we're selfish, because we're limited, but we can offer to you what we have, O Lord, and you can sanctify them. You can transform it. You can convert them into moments of grace. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, my homilies have two points. Dare to care, not just talk about caring. And dare to be generous to God by how we live our life, even if it's an inconvenience, even if it's unpopular, even if it means that we have to die to ourselves, or even die in order to live for the truth.